I took one last deep breath.
Don't worry, I wasn't about to die.
It was just my last breath of roommate oxygen. The last time I'd ever be surrounded by the smell of my older sister Violet's Vanilla Angel Rain Shower Body Spray. Soon, the air would be filled with another odor. Not body odor. Ew. The glorious odor of paint. Eggplant Tangerine Dream. It's a custom color, which means I invented it. Sometimes you can't find what you're looking for, so you have to make up something new. If I had to wait 12 years and 150 days to get my own room, I wasn't picking some boring color off the shelf at Homer's Goods Emporium. Clover! Mom yelled up the stairs. I grabbed my dream room inspiration folder, stuffed with pictures, sketches, paint swatches, and my wish list, and raced outside. Today would be a super great day. First, we were going to the Pancake Jamboree. If there was anything I loved as much as having my own room, it was breakfast food. Then we were going to Homer's for the paint. Then, it was only 2 more days till I started 7th grade. It was like a new me was blossoming from a cocoon, if cocoons had blossoms. I love school for way too many reasons to mention, but mostly because all my friends are there. And Mike the Unusual, the cutest boy alive. Plus, I'm in the Random Acts of Artness Club this year. Plus, new school supplies, crayons, sharpened pencils, notebook paper are just so visceral. I learned that word from my best friend, Rachel. She reads a lot. Visceral means that something connects with your feelings. It's the perfect word for me because I have a lot of feelings. I slid open the side door of the van and inhaled Vanilla Angel Rain Shower. Violet was rubbing lotion up and down her arms. I gagged. Sometimes, having a mega strong sense of smell can be a curse, not just a blessing. I must have a sensitive nose because I have a lot of earwax. I've read that when one sense is weak, your other senses have to be extra strong to make up for it. In that way, I'm kind of like Beethoven, even though I don't play the piano.
I don't want to wear a shirt!
My little sister Daisy wailed. Baby Juniper wailed too because she copies everything Daisy does.
You have to wear a shirt to the Pancake Jamboree, Dad said as he started the car.
Daisy and Juniper sat strapped into their car seats in the first row, with Juniper still facing backward. The second row was Dahlia and me.
Pancakes are very typical, Violet announced, filing her nails. To Violet, anything very typical is bad.
Violet got to sit by herself in the optional 3rd row. When you're in a family with 5 kids, you don't get many options. But if anyone does, it's Violet. Not only does she get her own row, she's also getting her own room like me, and she gets to wear makeup. She's not as artistic as I am, but today she had on 3 different colors of cat eye eyeliner. I'm mature enough to admit it looked cool. Honestly, I'm scared to try 3 eyeliner colors because that's 6 chances to poke my eye out since I have 2 eyes. Violet's beauty routines are dangerous. We both have curly red hair, but Violet wakes up super early to make hers straight. The last time I used her flat iron, I almost burned my hair off. So, back to pancakes. The Pancake Jamboree is at Town Hall. We live close enough to walk, but we had to drive because we were hauling a ton of Mom's campaign signs. She was running for Poplar School Board against a man named Rocket Shipley. His real name is William, but Mom says he made up a nickname for himself so he can be more memorable. I didn't know you could make up nicknames for yourself when you were an adult. Clover is already a memorable name, but if I wanted to be even more memorable, I would be Clover Anastasia Emerald O'Reilly.